Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 24th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. First off today, Tim Cook was set to testify on Monday to the House Judiciary Committee as part of an antitrust probe. New reporting today, however, suggests that the hearing will likely be delayed due to the memorial service for the acclaimed civil rights leader John Lewis, who passed away last week. The goal of the bipartisan congressional probe is to find out whether tech giants like Apple capitalize on their size to give themselves an unfair advantage over smaller companies. In Apple's case, the concerns generally center on the cut the company takes from the App Store sales and in-app payments and subscriptions. Tim Cook had been facing increasing pressure to testify before he agreed, especially given that Amazon, Facebook, and Google leadership had all already agreed to face questions. In the past, Apple's policy has generally been to send representatives, such as its chief compliance officer, to these sort of testimonies and congressional hearings. As of today, it's not yet known when the hearing will be rescheduled to, but today's report from Axios cites sources suggesting that it will be delayed by at least a week. In other news, Corning has announced the latest version of its Gorilla Glass hardware, promising improved protection against drops and scratches. Corning currently supplies glass for the iPhone, so it's certainly possible that the new Gorilla Glass technology eventually makes its way to Apple products. The next-generation Gorilla Glass Victus will be able to withstand drops of up to 2 meters, which is improved from the current-gen promise of protection against drops of 1.6 meters. Victus is also better for long-term durability, with Corning saying that it can survive up to 21-meter drops on average, compared to the current rating of 15 drops from 1 meter for Gorilla Glass 6. Additionally, Corning says that Gorilla Glass Victus will be twice as scratch-resistant as the current hardware, which is a key improvement because imperfections like scratches make the glass more susceptible to eventual cracks and shattering. Apple and Corning have a pretty close relationship, with Apple using a specialized version of Gorilla Glass on the iPhone. In fact, in 2017, Apple invested $200 million in Corning as part of its Advanced Manufacturing Fund. Last year, Apple doubled down on that investment by pouring an additional $250 million into the glass supplier. So with all of that in mind, it would not at all be surprising to see at least some of the new Corning technology make its way to future iPhones and Apple Watch. We are sponsored this week by Griffin. When Apple launched the new iPhone SE, Griffin brought back its most popular cases as well, offering a number of its classic cases for the classic iPhone SE design. Reintroducing a proven design with all new technology, iPhone SE owners can protect their new device with the lightweight Survivor Strong cases from Griffin. The cases are available in two options, Survivor Strong and Survivor Clear. The cases are said to have both been engineered and tested to surpass military standards, and they can handle bumps, scratches, and even drops from multiple feet without getting in the way. The Griffin Survivor iPhone SE cases are now available for purchase starting from just $19.99, but 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save an additional 15% with code 9TO5Survivor. You can learn more at the link in the show notes below, and my thanks to Griffin for their support of 9to5 Mac daily. Last month at WWDC, Apple officially detailed its plans to transition the Mac lineup to custom Apple Silicon processors. As part of that, Apple released a transition kit to developers, including a Mac Mini powered by the A12Z processor. The first benchmarks surfaced from the developer transition kit Mac Mini last month, but these benchmarks were performed under virtualization using Apple's Rosetta technology. This week, new details have leaked, offering a closer look at the performance of this Mac Mini in the developer transition kit. As we explained at the time, running through Rosetta hurts performance, even though Apple touted that it's far more capable than previous virtualization technology. New benchmarks have leaked today that show the developer transition kit running Geekbench 5 Pro natively on the Mac Mini. This means that performance should not be affected by virtualization, since it's the iOS version of the app running natively on the A12Z Mac Mini. This was allegedly achieved by booting into recovery mode in macOS, turning off security features, and code signing apps. The results show a single core score of 1,098 and a multi-core score of 4,555. This compares to the non-native virtualization score of 800 on the single-core test and 2600 on the multi-core test. And for further comparison, the entry-level 2020 MacBook Air achieves a Geekbench score of just over 1000 on single-core and 2000 on multi-core. So what we're looking at here is an over 35% improvement in single-core performance when Geekbench is running natively compared to in virtualization. Multi-core performance is up by an even more impressive 75%. So these results offer our first look at how virtualization affects performance on the Apple Silicon Macs, as well as the first look at the true performance capabilities of the Developer Transition Kit A12Z hardware. But benchmarks don't always tell the full story, so while we see a pretty big improvement in benchmark results when comparing native performance to virtualized performance, the real-world results remain to be seen. And further, what's important to remember here is that the Developer Transition Kit is purely meant for developers to port their apps. The hardware that Apple ships to customers will certainly be even more powerful, and we expect the first Apple Silicon Mac later this year. That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen every day. It's also very helpful if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find us. Again, my thanks to Griffin for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily this week. Remember to use code 9to5Survivor at the link in the show notes to save 15% on Griffin's Survivor iPhone SE cases. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.